Be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For many of us, and I suppose most certainly for many people in the world, we have moved on and have long forgotten Christmas. In the Orthodox Church today, we can remember that it's 40 days from Christmas because today we celebrate, as we do every year on the 2nd of February, the 40th day of Christmas, so to speak. We commemorate the Lord's entrance into the temple, being presented by his mother, the Holy Theotokos, and his father, Joseph, in accordance to the Mosaic Law. So this feast today that we celebrate is an extension, so to speak, of Christmas, because it was due to the Lord's birth that we commemorated on December 25th, that it's 40 days later that he follows the Mosaic Law, his parents, on his behalf, follow the Mosaic Law and present him to the temple, in the temple. The reason that this is done is what I want to get into, and its significance in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and why we still commemorate this feast. And it's considered, of course, one of the 12 great feasts of our church year. Last night we heard a reading at Great Vespers, taken from multiple books, actually, and from various different chapters of those books. It says, and I find this to be funny when we have these readings, because we always say the reading is from the book, and then you say whatever it is of Exodus, but actually it's from Exodus 12 and 13 and several different verses within 13, and then you get to Leviticus 12 and you get to Numbers 8, and so it's actually a grouping of readings. But we hear in this group of readings this commandment that was given by the Lord, and then I want to get into why it was given. So we heard in this reading, the Lord spake unto Moses in the day that he brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, saying, sanctify unto me every firstborn, the first offspring, whatsoever openeth a womb among the sons of Israel. And later we hear that thou shalt set apart all that openeth the womb. The males shall be the Lord's. That is, the firstborn among the males shall be the Lord's. And then we hear, for thus spake the Lord Almighty, the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt give unto me. And it shall be that whenever anyone shall bring forth a male child, in the eighth day of the flesh, in the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And 33 days she shall not come into the sanctuary of God to the priest until the days of the purifying be fulfilled. You may remember, if you joined us at St. George Cathedral, usually we celebrate the feast with St. George. We have on January 1st, which is the eighth day, because in ancient times the first day counts as day one. So 7 days later is day eight. That's how it worked in Scripture. We celebrate not just the feast day of St. Basil, but we celebrate, and it seems odd, right, that we celebrate the circumcision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we remember that. Why? Because he was following the Mosaic Law. But notice how on that feast, the feast of circumcision, it's not really a big feast. In fact, most people, when they think of January 1st, besides on the civil calendar, but Orthodox Christians, we think of the feast day of St. Basil the Great. And there's this tradition that those of you who have been to the service have seen of the Vasilopita, the St. Basil's bread, and there's a coin within it. And the hope is that one of the children will find the coin, will bite down into the coin, and it will be a blessing to them for the rest of that new year. And so most of that feast is really centered around St. Basil the Great. And when we read about the circumcision of our Lord in the same Gospel, Luke's Gospel, where we hear about His presentation on the 40th day, very little is said. All that Luke mentions is that His parents took Him to be circumcised, and He was circumcised. In fact, then it skips ahead, and it talks about immediately after that, when He was 12 years old. So it just skips 12 years. Why do I bring this up? Well, I bring it up because this Feast of the Presentation is even more significant, and it's significant for the reasons that we heard last night in this reading from Exodus, Leviticus, and the Book of Numbers. We heard today much more fanfare about our Lord's presentation. We heard about Simeon, and we say that St. Simeon's prayer, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace," that you heard in the Gospel this morning. We say that at the end of almost every divine service outside of the divine liturgy as a prayer of departure. As Simeon was able, being an old man, to see, he had been promised by God, we hear, that he would see the Lord's Christ before he departed this life. And we hear about Anna, who was an old virgin, 84 years old, had dedicated herself to the Lord and was waiting there at the temple to see the Lord's Christ and pronounced Him as such, as we heard in today's Gospel. Why is so much fanfare given to this feast? The reason is what we hear again in last night's reading at Vespers. "And Moses said unto the people," remember this day when he's talking about the 40th day, when the Israelites bring their firstborn male child. "Remember this day wherein ye came out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by a mighty hand the Lord brought you out from this place. Ye shall therefore keep His law." And later, "It shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this?" Why are we having this presentation on the 40th day? "That thou shalt say unto him, by a mighty hand the Lord brought us out from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And when Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let us go," you remember from the story of Exodus, "the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of man unto the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the womb, being males. And every firstborn of my sons I will redeem, and it shall be for a sign upon thy hand and immovable before thine eyes." So the reason that the presentation of any young man, young boy, 40 days old, happened in the time of the Old Testament was to remind the people that God brought them out from the land of Egypt. And why is that important, or how is that connected to the presentation? Because if you were in the land of Egypt and you were enslaved, your lineage would eventually be cut off. You would become no more. And so, remembering the Lord and what He had done for you and how He had taken you out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt, you offer your firstborn. And so today we celebrate this feast of our Lord's presentation in the temple, not as a reminder of that Passover of old, that Passover when the Jews, the Israelites, were saved out of bondage from Egypt, but today we celebrate His presentation as a remembrance of what will start to celebrate next week when we open the Triodion and we prepare for Lent, which then brings us, of course, after those preparation days, to Lent itself, which then brings us to Holy Week, and of course Pascha, when we celebrate what? Pascha, the new Passover. I sort of wish, maybe I'll have to talk to Father Cal, but I sort of wish that we would just start calling it Passover here in English so people knew what the heck we're talking about, instead of just Pascha. I mean, it's great because then we can explain it to people. It's better than Easter when nobody knows what that means. How does that have any connection? You ever hear Easter when you read the Bible? No, it's not in there. But when we celebrate Pascha, what we're celebrating is the new Passover. Remembering that the one of old was just a foreshadowing of what was to come. And that the real one, the one that redeems us from bondage, not just of the slaves of this world, but to the slaves of ourselves, brothers and sisters, because we're enslaved by our own passions, enslaved by our own desires. The one who saves us from that and releases us from bondage is the one who was presented in the temple today. And that is why we keep this feast each and every year on the 40th day of Christmas, is a reminder to us that this one who was born in Bethlehem of Judea that we celebrate in the world is long forgotten. We've moved on. You go to the stores now, it's Valentine's Day. I'm guessing. I was sick this week and I stayed away from the stores, but I'm sure they're doing Valentine's Day, and the next thing they'll move on to St. Patrick's Day and so forth. But the church reminds us to stay centered and to stay centered on the work and the life and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in an earthly sense began on Christmas, but continues today on the 40th day when we remember how God saved the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, and how ultimately that was a foreshadowing of how He too would save us out of the bondage from our own sins, as we will celebrate soon enough on that glorious day of great and holy Pascha. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship unto the ages of ages. Amen.